This map from 1708 shows much of North and Central America. Margaret Bogue notes that California, which was represented as an island on our first map, is now part of the mainland. It was a fact that many people had known long before this map was made.
You can see the knowledge is spreading, and the map makers, who were not famous for keeping up to date on things and copying old stuff, are beginning to catch up.
Matthew Edney says French cartographers at this time began to argue that maps should be made using the latest available information rather than reports that were 10 or 20 years old. The maker of this map, Guillaume de Lille, was one of these progressive map makers, but he still had his troubles.
He sat in his office in Paris and created these huge geographies from multiple sources trying to reconcile observations, which don't really reconcile without creating completely spurious geographies.
Edney says large-scale maps like this one were intended to give Europeans a broad, general sense of the continent, and they served that purpose very well. Actual travelers to the New World consulted more reliable and detailed sources of information.
If you're actually going to go to North America, become a fur trader, serve as a missionary, when you're on the ground, the first thing you do if you want to move into the interior is you hire a local informant, be they Cree, Wisconsin, Huron, whoever, and you rely upon them.